In this bulletin, parts of regional New South Wales and South Australia go under lockdown orders. Prime Minister Scott Morrison defends Australia's vaccination rollout. And in sport, Brisbane to find out if its bid to host the 2032 Olympic Games is successful. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. New South Wales has recorded 110 new local cases of coronavirus. That's off the back of 84,000 tests, the highest testing numbers New South Wales has ever recorded. Up to 43 of the new cases were in the community during their infectious period, with 13 still under investigation. In addition to cases in Sydney's southwest, cases in Western Sydney are also increasing. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says our vaccination rates are so low, but Australia has done well in quashing the current Delta outbreak.
Had we not gone into the lockdown a few weeks ago, the 110 number today would undoubtedly have been thousands and thousands. There is no doubt about that. So we've been extremely successful in limiting the spread to what we have today. Please have limited conversation, limited interaction. Of course, some people still need to continue to work to keep all of us going. But even then, please make sure that when you interact in your workplace, that it's limited. What we don't want to see is further spreading of the virus.
And New South Wales authorities are concerned about the number of unlinked cases in Sydney. Meanwhile, the central western town of Orange and its surrounds have woken up to a snap 7-day lockdown after a COVID-positive delivery driver visited the area and infected another person. And Prime Minister Scott Morrison insists he shares the frustrations of more than half of the Australian population in lockdown, but Mr. Morrison continues to deny the bungled vaccine rollout is responsible for the widespread restrictions. He spoke to Adelaide Radio's 5A this morning, saying there was no plan that said that Australia would be 65 or 70% vaccination rates at this point in time.
I mean, right now, in Singapore, vaccination rates higher than Australia. They've gone back into lockdown. Europe, they're going back into lockdown. In the UK, they're over 65%. 94 people died yesterday. So I understand that there's great frustration. Believe me, I feel the same frustration. And this latest Delta variant has thrown a completely new curveball on this issue, which every single country in the world is wrestling with.
Australia is lagging behind the rest of the world with just 14% of the population fully vaccinated. And South Australia has recorded a new case of COVID-19 overnight, taking the current cluster to 6. The latest person is a close contact of another positive case who also attended the Greek on Halifax restaurant, where the 5th case originated yesterday. Chief Public Health Officer Dr. Nicola Spurrier says officials have identified the people as having the Delta variant of the coronavirus, raising concerns about community transmission.
If we have more and more people moving around, this will continue to spread, and we know from Victoria and New South Wales how quickly things get out of hand.
South Australia has entered its first full day of a week-long snap lockdown to limit the spread of further COVID-19 cases in the state. Meanwhile, Victoria has recorded 22 new local cases and one case in hotel quarantine on the 6th day of its extended statewide lockdown. The Victorian Department of Health says all of the new cases are linked to current outbreaks. Meantime, Victoria has closed its border to red zone arrivals as it spends at least another 7 days in lockdown to quash the Delta coronavirus variant. From 11:59pm on Tuesday, Victorian residents in New South Wales and the ACT were no longer allowed to come home amid a 2-week pause on issuing of red zone permits. Briefly in overseas news, the US has carried out an airstrike against al-Shabaab militants in Somalia near Galkayo. It's the first known strike in the country since President Joe Biden came into office. Al-Shabaab is seeking to topple the government and establish its own rule in Somalia based on its own strict interpretation of Islamic Sharia law. Let's go to sport now, and Brisbane will tonight find out if its bid to host the 2032 Olympic and Paralympic Games is successful. The Queensland capital needs to get the backing of the International Olympic Committee via a vote of 87 members meeting in Tokyo. Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk and Brisbane Lord Mayor Adrian Schreiner have flown to Tokyo to be part of the presentation, with Prime Minister Scott Morrison to feature remotely. Let's look at today's weather now. Some showers in Perth, 20 degrees. It's cloudy in Adelaide where it's 13. In Melbourne, a shower or two, also 13. Much the same for Hobart. In Canberra, sunny in 11. Windy in Wollongong, 16 degrees. Much the same for Sydney where it's 15. In Newcastle, windy with a shower or two and 16. In Brisbane, mostly sunny and 17. In Cairns, partly cloudy, 27. And fine weather in the top end, 33 degrees for Darwin. Peggy Giacomello with the latest from the SBS newsroom.